Greetings, and welcome once again to Music Through the Mists of Time. Today is, of course, International Women's Day, and what better way to celebrate than to feature some female pioneers in the world of popular music. One of the artists in this arena is Corinne Welsh. Born in 1876, Welsh would travel to New York City in 1902, and her work would be released on the earliest format of recorded music, the wax cylinder. For her recording work, Welsh would take the stage surname Morgan. Cylinder recordings would, of course, lose one of the earliest format wars in the history of mass media. At the time, however, the innovation of hearing voice and music apart from a live experience was still fresh. Since it was the only option available, artists and the listening public had to make do. Morgan didn't appear to let the limitations of the medium hinder her at all. She stuck to singing mostly sentimental songs, as exhibited in the recording I am featuring today. Love's Old Sweet Song was published in 1884 by James Molloy. The song's most enduring contribution to pop culture may well be its name check in Moonlight Bay. Morgan recorded Love's Old Sweet Song in 1905. While she would cease recording songs in 1909, it appears that she continued to sing in public until about 1919. She would pass away in 1942. Here she is on Love's Old Sweet Song. Another of the earliest recorded female voices belonged to Ada Jones. Jones was born in the UK in 1873, but immigrated to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania at the age of six. She began her performance career on the stage as a child in the 1880s. Like Corrine Morgan, Jones would cut her teeth on the wax cylinder format. Lacking the ability to read music or play an instrument, Jones learned all her songs by ear. She proved to be a versatile voice in the young recording industry, working alone or as part of a duet with many popular male vocalists of the time. Jones could also tackle a number of musical moods, from the comedic to the sentimental. Her ability to tour was curtailed by her experiences with epilepsy. Jones was a prolific recorder, and her popularity never seemed to wane. Unfortunately, she would pass away in 1922, at only 48, due to kidney failure. Here is Ada Jones on Keep a Cozy Little Corner in Your Heart for Me, from 1905.
Keep a Little Cozy Corner in Your Heart for Me, sung by Miss Ada Jones, Edison Records.
The last artist we'll examine today is Alma Gluck. Born in Romania in 1884 as Reba Feinsohn, Gluck would move to the U.S. at a young age. She first found success at the Metropolitan Opera in New York City, but would soon shift to the young recording industry. Gluck would be married twice. Her first marriage would be the inspiration behind her performing name. Her husband's surname was Glick. She would later shift to recording Christian music. Gluck would pass away in 1938. While the three artists we've looked at today were only a handful of those performing and recording at the time, and they were often stuck performing songs composed by teams of men, their viability in the market demonstrated that the public would financially support the work of women. They were breaking ground and laying foundations that are still being built on today. I'll leave you with Alma Gluck's recording of Little Gray Home in the West from the year 1914 as we cap off another look at music through the mists of time.